This is Ray Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on bosses intimidating their workers at the ballot box. A lot of this is an old story, but there are enough new twists and turns that it settles disturbingly, especially if you care about democracy and understand the subtle things that can become significant in razor-close elections with huge consequences. I know the freelance reporter and investigator Spencer Woodman, who often is published by The Nation, largely as a phone pal. He calls every 6 months or so when he's working on a story or to talk about what's going on in case I might know something or say something that sheds a small light on some big story he's following. Months ago when he called, he said he was working on a story about something called BIPAC, the Business Industry Political Action Committee, a political outfit with a huge footprint but a small public profile, funded, not surprisingly, by business and industries, including, of course, the Koch brothers. I wasn't very helpful other than to contribute the information that the name was surprisingly close to the Louisiana-based LABI, the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, which has led one fight after another over the last 40 years in Louisiana against unions, most notoriously in their signature victory at forcing through the right-to-work law in the mid-70s. Turned out, as Spencer and I talked and searched the web simultaneously, that LABI is in fact directly affiliated with BIPAC, so one could just imagine the mischief and mayhem that such a ruthless outfit could create. Woodman's story is now out, and that turns out to have been the tip of the iceberg. It's available now on Slate.com and elsewhere, and worth a look if you worry, like I do, about what happens when a company's so-called freedom of speech crosses the line and becomes coercive in these difficult and dangerous economic times for workers. Speaking of the tip of the iceberg, Woodman's story on BIPAC starts in Alaska in a gang up of three BIPAC-affiliated big energy companies, ConocoPhillips, British Petroleum, and ExxonMobil, on their workers during a recent initiative vote, which is especially worrisome given the importance of the Alaska Senate race in determining who and how the Senate is run for the next 2 years. Of course, BIPAC is everywhere given its base that it claims reaches 25 million workers in the USA. Past any specific contest, Woodman points out that the ambitions of BIPAC are more disturbing because its primary aim isn't to help individual candidates win office. Rather, BIPAC's goal is to turn as many private employers as possible into employee political education machines for business interests. BIPAC urges major companies to transform their workforces into a voting bloc and provide sophisticated tools that show employers how to do it. BIPAC, unlike Americans for Prosperity and other business fronts, specializes more in hiding its hand as it throws the rock, but the directions of the toss aren't hard to follow. Woodman got to be a fly on the wall in the training session they ran in North Carolina, and the message was clear as their representative reminded the business crowd of the uniquely advantageous position bosses have influencing their employees' votes. Employers are the most credible source of information for employees about this type of material as it affects their jobs, their own prosperity. They're susceptible to the information. They're a willing audience. He advised that political messaging should appeal to employees' sense of economic insecurity, or as they put it, their kitchen table economics. You get the drift. It's worth following this story more closely. Employers have always tried to sway their workers, who often have very different self-interests, to vote their way, since their own votes are few and their workers are many. Nothing new there. But the level of bombardment, coercion, both direct and implied, increasingly intrusive pitches meant to capture their votes for the boss's interest are crossing more and more lines and moving towards the point where they are violating the protections workers need to feel for their own votes. The BIPAC business is scary stuff and worth closer attention as its messages come pouring out of the mouths of big businesses over the coming weeks for this election and coming years for many more to come. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.